I begin the new Masechta, Masechta's Krisis, which discusses the title of the Masechta, that regarding when a person dies at a younger age because of a sin that he committed, which there is discussion showing them exactly the parameters, but that's the basic understanding of Karis, meaning cut off, his life gets cut off. And we're going to discuss exactly shortly why that comes into the Seder, Seder Kaddishim, regarding the halachas, regarding Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we begin the first daf, Masechta's Krisis daf Beis, which begins Perek Shleishim V'Sheish, like the title of the Perek, discusses Shleishim V'Sheish Krisis B'Tera, the 36 different types of Averis sins that relate to Karis, this punishment of Karis in the Tera. Now, the understanding is because Karis, a person gets punished with when he deliberately violates a sin without warning. Now, if there would be a warning, so then a person could get a Mises Bezdin by the court, either by chenek, which is strangulation, by skila, being stoned, malchus, lashes. Now, when that sin of karis, which is when one does it deliberately, if someone does it b'shegig, erroneously, then there's a liability of a karban chatas, and that's what comes into the Seder of Kaddishim, which discusses these laws of karbanas, and these 36 types of krisis, that's when it's deliberate. B'shegig is a karban chatas, which again is this Seder of Kaddishim. Now, Rashi points out, as we're going to see in the when we go through the numbers of the 36 types, why the Mishnah opens up with categories of arayis, of forbidden relationships, of mother and the father's wife, then it goes to something else regarding relations with another male or with an animal or a female with an animal, and then it goes back to again to the regular arayis of a woman and her daughter. Why doesn't it say those types of regular arayis together? So Rashi points out, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that those that are mentioned in the beginning, mother, the father's wife, daughter-in-law, and Habala, Zachar, Vala, Behema, which those are we're putting in the middle, is because all of them have the severe penalty of Skila. Therefore, they're said first, because they're the more severe types of when there is with Hasra, they get Mrs. Bezdin, and then it goes to those which don't have that type of severity factor. So the Mishnah describes, what are these 36 averes that there's karis if one does it deliberately, and again, chatas if one does the b'shegig in the Torah, are as follows. Habala'im, someone cohabits with his mother, balashis av, or if his father's wife, balakala, his daughter-in-law, habala zachar, someone cohabits with a male, balabahema, with an animal, vishamaviha behema leo, if a woman brings an animal unto her. Continues the Mishnah. Habal isho bita. Someone cohabits with a woman and her daughter. And this includes also her daughter's daughter and her son's daughter. And so too, it includes his daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter. It also includes his mother-in-law's mother, his father-in-law's mother. They're all included in this category of isha and bita. The ishas ish, a married woman. Habal chaysay, someone cohabits with his sister. Valachais aviv, with his father's sister. Valachais ime, with his mother's sister. Valachis ishte, with his wife's sister, Val Eshes Achiv, and with his brother's wife, Val Eshes Achi Aviv, and with his father's brother's wife, Val Anida, or if he cohabits with a menstruating woman, Vahamagadif, which some say, as the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, either means what's called Mavarach Hashem, which euphemistically means if he's cursing Hashem, or there's an opinion that says if he sings songs for idolatry, or if someone worships idolatry, if someone gives over his children, his offspring, to Melech, which is a certain type of Vedzara with fire, Ubal Oiv, or commits this necromancy, some type of sorcery, some witchcraft that's related to Oiv, which is bringing up spirits, Umechal Shabbos, if someone desecrates the halachas of Shabbos, Vetamish Ochel Kaidish, if someone that's ritually impure eats from Kaddishim, or Vahabala Mikdish Tame, if someone comes into the base of Mikdish when he's ritually impure, if someone eats forbidden fats, v'dam, or blood, or v'neiser, which is when the carbon is left over its designated time, which karis that there applies by neiser, the Gemara explains later on, the v'hayim ad aleph, in this parak, it says in the pasuk, v'oichla v'avayin yisa, whoever eats neiser will carry his sin, ki es kodesh Hashem chilul v'nichrisa, which the Gemara there explains is referring to neiser. U'pigel, if someone eats pigel, which is when someone did the avayda, he had in mind to have it be beyond its, eaten beyond its time. So the fact that someone that there's pigel, that there's karis, the Gemara also explains later on the parak where we learn that oven from Neisr, where by pigel it says, if someone's going to eat it on the third day, lo yiratza, it's not going to be found willing, hamakar v'yisir lo yichashav lo yipigel yia, it's pigel. But nefesh achilas min avayna tisa, which we see that by neiser it says va'ichlav avayna yisa. And just like over there we said that if someone eats the neiser, that this karis where it says over there the word oven, also over here by pigel where it says avayna tisa, it also refers to someone that eats the pigel is also going to get karis. Which is if someone had the machshava of having this karis chutzas manli, this now is considered a kachim that was mafugel. V'hashechet, regarding if someone slaughters kachim out of the azara, that there's a penalty of karis, even if he's not what's called mal, even if he doesn't sacrifice it on an altar, which the pasuk says evel pesach el mo'il lohivii, it's dam yichash v'leishahu dam shafach, where he spills the blood. If he just slaughters it out of the azara, it says already over there benichrasa. And also umal b'chutz, if someone elevates, brings up the carbon outside of the azara on some type of altar, is also a penalty of karis, like it says in the pasuk ashayalo oilei zavach v'al pesach oilei yiviyano, etc., which refers to there regarding the punishment of karis. Now that's what we're saying, that if someone would erroneously go and do both of these, what's called shachat amala, slaughter it out of the azara and sacrifice out of the azara, erroneously he'll be chayv two chatois, because these are two different categories of the 36 that is a chiv karis b'mezid and b'shege would be chiv chatos. V'oichel chametz b'pesach, if someone eats chametz on Pesach, or v'oichel, if someone eats or v'oisim malacha or does forbidden work b'yom kippurim on yom kippurim, or v'amafatim es hashemen, if someone compounds the shemen, the oil which is used for the anointing oil, or v'amafatim es haketores, someone compounds the keteres which are the incense that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash, or the gear says v'hasach b'shemen hamishcha, if someone takes the original anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made and he anoints himself with it, or v'hapesach, regarding not bringing the Karban Pesach, which there's a penalty of karis, like the Pasuk says about mid-betes, v'yesh ha-shuhutar, someone that was pure and he doesn't bring it, he's going to get a penalty of karis. And v'hamila, someone that doesn't circumcise also gets the punishment of karis, like it says in Bereshit, v'arul zachal ha-shay yimol v'nechrasa. Now, says the Mishnah, these last two of Pesach and Mila, they're mitzvahs asay. They're positive commandments where if one doesn't fulfill them, there's a punishment of karis. But since they're positive commandments, one would not be chayv a carbon if he erroneously doesn't do these two positive commandments. But all the other 34, they're all mitzvahs leisasei, and therefore, if one violates them, one would be chayv a carbon chatas if he does it by mistake, because a carbon is only brought for a negative prohibition, as the Gemara explains later on. For example, like the source would be like the negative prohibitions of arayis, which those are all negative prohibitions, they're all negative acts. Now, Rashi goes to explain now from the Mishnah, which we're saying that all of them have to have a negative prohibition if we want that it should be, which is the reason why it's here in Seder Kajim, that if it's done b'shegig once kachay v'karmachatas, and also that we're saying that these are 36, that is a, if one does a b'mezid, without hasrat, that's going to be a punishment of karas. Where do we find this? So Rashi says, for example, by Megadiv, we find a negative prohibition in the Shmai Schabez. It says, Elohim lo yisekal, which is not to curse God, and that's the negative prohibition. And it also says karis, as it says b'mid b'tez vav, b'nefesh ha-shatasa b'yad rama, as Hashem hu megadiv v'nechrasa. Now, regarding all the arayas we mentioned in the Mishnah, that it says over there karis. The reason is because it says, after it mentions all the arayas in the Torah, it says v'nechrasu ha-nefashis ha-oisis. So it says that there's going to be karis by all these arayas that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, there's also a negative prohibition by arayas, where it says, v'yikru yotches, ervas imcha lo yisegale, and all of them says, lo yisegale, it says, don't reveal the nakedness, which means to say, the iser of the erva. Now, also by anida, by a menstruating woman, there is a negative prohibition, where it says, v'al isha manidas tumasa lo yisekarv. And the karas of nida, that's included with all the other ones, because like we said, after all the arayas, which one of them mentioned there is nida, it says, now, Rashi just points out, why it doesn't say karas by the one's mother's brother's wife, or by his father-in-law's mother's mother, is because actually those are not biblically prohibited, they're actually only rabbinic arayas, and therefore there's no lav by them, and therefore there's not going to be this halacha. Now, additionally, if someone worships idolatry, it also says a negative prohibition on karis. Negative prohibition says in Shmoyis Lamadad leisishtach ve'le'il acher. And karis, where it says, ki dvar Hashem bozav es mitzvah sehefer hekaris de karis, that's tumat avayda zara, because what's considered disgracing dvar Hashem, that's like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Achelik, that anechi and lo'yilacha, the first two of the Aseres HaDibros were said directly to us from Hashem, and lo'yilacha is referring to avayda zara, that's dvar Hashem that we heard straight from Hashem, that we see is going to be karis. Melech that has a negative prohibition that says Miyikir Yitches Mezarach Lo Yisit L'Havar LaMelech, or the pasuk that says Liyimtzu B'chav Maver B'nei Ubita Be'esh, like we said, Melech has fire. And Karas it also says Miyikir Chav Vel B'nei Yisrael Teime Ishash B'nei Yisrael Asher Yit Mezarach LaMelech Mois Yumas, which it says after that V'samte Ani Es Panei B'Isha Hu Vichrati, that we see that this Karas regarding doing Oiv Bal Oiv, that necromancy, it also says a negative prohibition Al Tifno La'Ivis. And there's also cars, like the pasuk says over there in Perikov, "Vanefesh ashatifne lo ayves v'nichrasa." I think Gemara is going to explain why it doesn't say always the counterpart of ayv, which is a different type called yedaini. B'machal Shabbos says a negative prohibition in Shmoyis Chav leisasa kamalacha, and Karas it also says in Perik Lamed Aleph over there, "Kikaloisa b'malacha v'nichrasa," regarding a tummy that eats kudshim, that there's negative prohibition, says v'loyichel adash yiter, and by Karas it says v'yikachav beis emar leim l'dirisechem kol isha sheyikra v'tomasa lo v'nichrasa. That's going to be Karas if someone eats kudshim in a state of impurity. Coming into the Beis Hamikdash when he's tamei, there's a negative prohibition, like it says v'yikachav perikud beis v'lemikdash leitavoy v'leitmas machaneim. Can't be tamei when you go into the Beis Hamikdash. And Karas because it says kias mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrasa. Regarding eating chaylev or dam, that is negative prohibition, like it says, Mirko Gimel, kol chaylev v'chol dam l'sechelu, and it says, by chaylev karas, ki kol oichel chaylev v'nechasa, and it says, karas by dam, over there in Perek Yud Zayin, ki nefesh kol basa dam v'nafshe, hu kol oichel v'yikaras. A negative prohibition for nesim, like it says in Shmeis Chav Tes, b'saraf tes ha-nesim b'eish lo ye'ochel, which it's telling us that if you didn't, it's saying that you're not supposed to have it left over. And Karis, like it says, as we mentioned before, that the Gemara is going to explain that that's referring to Nisr. The negative prohibition by Pigal, we learn out from that pasuk, which it says, if it's going to be left over from Besaz Zavach Shlomo, which the Gemara Besachim in the second parak explains, refers to anything that's kachem, that's pasul. The pasuk is coming to tell you that there's Leisasa, that's a negative prohibition on Achilase, on eating it, which includes Pigal. And Karis, like we mentioned before, because we learn oven from Nicer, just like by Nicer, it's going to be Karis, so too over here. Regarding slaughtering the carbon out of the Azara, so the Gemara on later on the Fagimla and Beis learns out the negative prohibition is two different versions. Either we learn that from Gzeres Shava, from Havava, where it says by the Issa of Halah, of bringing up on the altar, sacrificing out of the Azara, it says, Val Pesach El Moed Lo Yibiyeno. It says over here by Shchita Hava, Val Pesach El Moed Lo Yivir, just like over there, that the punishment is only because there was Hazara, so to over here, the punishment is only because we know there's Hazara. So that's how we know there's negative prohibition. Or there's an interpretation that brings it from a Hekesh, where it says it within the Pasuk, Sham Talo Ilasecha V'Sham Tasa, just like Halah, like we know that there's a punishment and a negative prohibition. So to Shchita, which is referred to in Tasa, also has a negative prohibition. And regarding the Isra of being Malabachot, sacrificing out of the Hazara, we know there's a negative prohibition where it says Hishem Alecha Pen Tala in Devar Mirbeis, and wherever it says Pen or Al, it refers to a negative prohibition. And we know there's Karas, like we mentioned before, it says Ashayala Oyle Zavach V'Nechrasa. Regarding eating Chametz on Pesach, there's a negative prohibition, the Pasuk in Shmoyis Beis says Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisichelu, and Karas, because it says over there Kol Eichel Chametz V'Nechrasa. Eating in Mikpurim, there's a negative prohibition, which the Gemara says in Yumidav Pe'alv Manalv Kol Nefesh Asher Lo Yisuna, which, what does that mean? The one has to have Inui on Yom Kippurim. We learn that inui from over there, where it says al dvar she'ines eishes re'eu, someone afflicted his friend's wife in Devar Mechav Beis, just like over there that there's a punishment only because there's a warning. So over here there's a punishment only because there's a warning, and we know there's also karis for someone who eats on Yom Kippurim, because it says over there regarding v'nichrasa by someone who eats on Yom Kippurim, like it says Mikachav Gimel kol nefesh ha'shaloi tu'une v'nichrasa. And that loy tu'una, what does it mean, loy tu'una? If he didn't afflict himself, then he's going to incur karas. That means regarding afflicting of eating, because as the Gemara in Yom Daf Ayin Dalma Beis explains, we learn that inu from somewhere else, where it says in Zavar Mechazav, v'yantcha v'yarivecha, it's just like over there, that was the inu of an affliction of hunger. So over here, the affliction of hunger, that if one doesn't do that, then one's going to get karas. We're going to do malacha in Yom Kippurim. We know there's a negative prohibition in Pasuk B'Yikachav Gimel, Kamalacha Leisasub Etzema Yemezeh. And we know this karas because it says Vavadati, which that refers to karas. Compounding the oil to make like the Shemen HaMishkel, we know there's a negative prohibition where it says Ubemaskuntu Leisasa Gamayu. One's not allowed to compound the same type of ingredients as the Shemen HaMishkel. And we know this karas because it says Hashayikach Gamayu, but Nichras has given me karas like it says in Shemay Islamit. Additionally, regarding compounding the keteris for one's own purpose, as the pasuk says, lahariach, to smell it. Now, regarding compounding the oil, it means to say doing it like Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar. Like it says, Va'ataka chalcha b'samim reish. If someone who does exactly like that, that's the Isser. And regarding compounding the guitarist, it means he mixed the 11 types of fragrant herbs of the guitarist. Like it says, Kachal chasamim, notar, shchelus, v'chalbana. That's the Isser. Now, additionally, the Mishnah said that if someone anoints himself with the Shemana Mishcha, there's a negative prohibition, like it says, Al basar adam lo yisach. And this Karska says, Ashiyit men al zar v'nichres mi'amav. Which, again, is referring to taking the Shemana Mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made. Now, how do we know that there's a negative prohibition by compounding the Keteris? Because it says, B'maskunto leisas olchem. You can't make, compound that same type of ingredients. And we know this Karska says, Shayasa kamaya l'rich b'v'nichres, that is going to be Karska. Now, however, smelling the Keteris of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no negative prohibition, there is no karas, because smelling has no halacha of me'ila misappropriation. Unlike, let's say, anointing the Shemana Mishcha, where there is an action, and therefore there, like our Mishnah is saying, there would be a negative prohibition on karas. And from the last items the Mishnah mentioned, regarding not eating the karm, not bringing the karm Pesach, or not circumcising, which the Mishnah said, those are mitzvahs asei. Pesach, we know, it says in Devarim Tazayin, v'zavachta Pesach, that says, it's commanding that one has to slaughter the Karm Pesach. Milo, we know, it's a Vikr Yud Beis, that says, b'yimish mini yimol, that's the obligation of doing the circumcision on the eighth day. And we know that if one doesn't fulfill these two mitzvahs, say that this car is, like we mentioned before, the sources for them. Now, it's regarding to all these that are mentioned in the Mishnah, that there's Chiv Mrs. Bezdin. For example, although we're saying, what are we saying, this curse? We're saying that the court executes them, not just by the hand of heaven. For example, if someone does idolatry or desecrates the Shabbos, even so, our Mishnah mentions them in the category of the 36 that get curse, because like we said, that's too much if one does it deliberately without a warning. But you're right, if they had a warning, someone warned them beforehand, then some would get chenik, some would get skila, as we mentioned before. But if there's no warning, although there's not going to be Mrs. Bezin, but they're still going to get a penalty of Karas, and that, Rashi explains, means to say to die without any children. So the Mishnah continues, so regarding all these 36 categories that we said that there's going to be a punishment of Karas, Al Elu Chayov and Al Zedayin Karas. Regarding all these, if one does it deliberately, he's going to get a punishment of Karas. Vashigigasi Chatzas. And if he does it erroneously, by mistake, he has to bring a Karma Chatzas, where we learn this halacha from the Isra of idolatry, which the Pasuk says, Mibetesvav, Chisishku, if someone's going to make a mistake, Leisasos, call mitzvah Zela, not going to do all these mitzvahs, which the Gemara in Hari Yisdaf Chesem Alaf explains, although the context there is talking about Avodah Zarah, it's equating Avodah Zarah with all the mitzvahs of the Torah, because it says mitzvahs. And over there, the Pasuk says to bring a carbon, like it says, Vehekriva is bashnas, you have to bring a goat in its first year. So we learn that from idolatry, just like over there, when one does it deliberately, one's chayav karas, if one does it by mistake, he's chayav karmachatas. All these categories that one does it deliberately, is chayav karas, if one does it by mistake, he's going to be chayav karmachatas, like all these, like we're talking about, that are the 36 creases. Now, regarding the halacha that has to be b'shaygig, how do we find that all these things can be done erroneously? So, for example, let's say the shkaga of Arias, he thinks she's his wife. Turns out that she's not, but he didn't realize that. That's a shkaga. Is mechayav karmachatas. So too, if he had relations with a male or with an animal, how is that b'shagig? Where he thought to have unnatural relations with his wife, and he didn't realize that it's really a male or an animal, and then he finds out that actually it was a male or an animal, that's when we're saying that he would have to bring a karmachatas when he does it b'shagig. It continues the Mishnah, and when he doesn't even find out at the end what he did, if it was right or wrong, then he has to bring what's called the suspended carbon ashram, where he doesn't even end up finding out who did he have relations with. Was it his wife unnaturally, or was it a male or an animal, and so to all the other situations, that's when one brings an ashram tali, where he doesn't even find out, was it chelev, was it shuman. Now, elaborating a little bit more on what we said, that all these have to be, which we're saying, when you do it deliberately without a warning, that's what we're saying, these are 36 creases. When you do it by mistake, for those that have an action, so that's what we're saying, that then if it's a leisa, say you're going to bring karma chatas. But they're saying that has to be b'shagig. How do you categorize shagig? So Rashi explains, for example, the case of the woman who brings an animal onto her. How is that b'shagig? So it says where she thought she's bringing a man, it was dark, and really turns out it was an animal. Let's say regarding a menstruating woman, he thinks that she's tar. Megadif, he thinks that he's blessing, cursing with Hashem's two names, his name of two letters, and he ends up doing it with the four-letter name. He doesn't realize that. So, and the libel is only with cursing with the four-letter name, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. regarding idolatry. He thinks that only the thing what Torah makes it forbidden is slaughtering and sacrificing and not bowing down or pouring libations. But truth is, it's these four activities that are all forbidden. Regarding Melech, he thinks actually he's passing over a different person. Turns out he was actually passing through his son, and the liability is only with his son. Regarding Baal Oiv, he thinks he's intending for some other kish of other sorcery, and it turns out he was doing Oiv. Shabbos, is he thinks it's a weekday. Kodesh, he thinks that this meat is regular chulin meat. Mikdash, he thinks it's some other house, doesn't realize it's the base of Mikdash. Chelev, he thinks it's shuman, it's permitted fat. Dam, he thinks it's the spleen. Or he thinks it's the blood of grasshoppers or the blood of fish, which are permitted. He doesn't realize it's forbidden blood. Regarding Neister and Pigel, he thinks it's kosher meat. Slaughtering out of the Azara, he thinks the animal that he's slaughtering is a chulin animal. Mala, bringing up a carbon on the altar, he thinks that although it's at a time when bummas are forbidden, but he thinks that that was only by a private altar. He doesn't realize that the same thing applies to a public altar. Regarding Pesach and Yom Kippur, that he's eating chametz or what the foods, he thinks it's a weekday, doesn't realize the date. Regarding the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores, his intention is for other ingredients, and doesn't realize the ingredients he's using are the ingredients that were written in the Torah that are forbidden to be compounded together. Now, but that's what Rashi says. This is all the cases that we're describing when one does it erroneously. But if someone thinks what he's doing is totally permitted, so he's totally uprooting the understanding of that this is a forbidden thing, says Rashi, that actually wouldn't be considered shaykh to be chayv karma chatas. That actually would be considered honest, which is it's totally beyond his control because he realizes he thinks it's totally permitted, then actually would be exempt for being a karma chatas. And so to explain the halacha of loy hoida, where he doesn't end up noticing if he did was us or not to be chayv ashram tali. So let's say if he had his wife and his sister in the bed, and he thought his intention was to have relations with his wife, doesn't know at the end which one did he have relations with, that's when we say he's going to have to bring ashram tali. Now, says the Mishnah, chutz min ametamei mikdash kedasha. But the one exception of this is if someone makes impure either by eating kachem or going into the Beis HaMikdash, there b'mneishu ba'ayla b'yarid, since that liability is when one does it, when he finds out what he did, he brings a carbon oil of a yard, which is based on his financial status, either an animal or a bird or flower offering. There's not going to have the halach of ashram tali with, and doesn't end up knowing if what he did was wrong or not, because that halach only applies when you have a definitive carbon, as the Gemara says later on of Chafayim and Alf, that ashram only comes for something that when you do it deliberately is karas, and when you do it by mistake, it's a permanent carbon chatas. And here, it's not a permanent carbon chatas, it would be oil b'yared. So the Remeir, therefore, he says that the halach of ashram tali wouldn't apply by these two of metam and mikdash or kedashah. Now, v'chomim, they say, Afam Agadav, also a blasphemer, and the Gemara doesn't explain what's it going on, but the simple understanding is going on the exempting from a carbon chatzis, which we said all these are going to be chayv karma chatzis, except for the two positive commandments. So the sages say also an exception is Megadav, the blasphemer. Shemlek says, the Pasuk in Midbar says, Torah achas yilechem lo isu b'shkaga. There should be one law for you, for all those who do erroneously, which we say chayv karma chatzis, but that's yasem Megadav shein oisem maisa. That excludes a blasphemer who's not doing an action. Just like the positive commandments are not violating the with an action, so to over here, just speaking, blaspheming is not considered an action, therefore that would not be chayiv in the chiyuv of chatas when one does it b'shagi. Ketuvim Tamid Beis, where the Gemara begins to explain the halach of a Mishnah by opening up first the first words of the Mishnah, minyana, the number 36, lamali, why does the Mishnah have to tell me we can count? What's the purpose, the utility of saying that there are 36 creases? Some of Yechani says, to tell you, shem asin kulam mehelam achas, that if one does it all in one lapse of awareness, which generally that one lapse is considered one violation, but when you're doing all these different halachas in one lapse of awareness, chayv kol achas v'achas, there's an individual separate liability for each one individually. So if let's say one does the b'shag, he's going to be chayv on each one a separate karban chatas. That's why we have to say 36, that's how many you're going to actually be chayv when you do b'shag, a separate karban chatas. Similarly, the Gemara says, Vesu, moreover, Hoditna, this we learn in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Avis Malachas Mem Chasar Achas, there's 39 primary categories of Isra Malacha on Shabbos. Minyan Elamli, why do you have to say a number? We can count, but what's the difference that it has a number? Same idea, Shemasan Kulam Mehelam Achas, to say that if one does all the Malachas in one lapse of awareness, Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas, he has a separate liability on each one individually. Su, moreover, says the Mishnah. Hadidna, this says the Gemara. This we learn in the Mishnah of Chesem and Alf, that says, Dal Mechusir Kapar, the four that are lacking atonement. which is that they can't eat kachim until they bring their carbon that atones for them, as the Gemara says in the second parak, explaining them, which generally someone has purification, he's done. Here you have to bring a carbon the following day, minyan olamali, why do you have to say the number that they're for? Says the Gemara, in that case, lafukim and ribalazim and yakim, to exclude from ribalazim and yakim. The Amar Hehava, he says there actually are five, the Tanya, which is actually the mission over there. Ribalazim and yakim, he says another one that's considered mechusar kapara is ger, mechusar kapara. A convert is lacking atonement. Achi Yizuk Damalov, because he's not going to be considered a full-fledged Jew until you spray the blood on him, as the Gemara explains in the second parak, it says, Kachem Kageriyah, like you, like a convert, you should be, meaning just like our Avis, didn't come into the covenant of the circumcision, only with Mila, Tfila, and Hartzaz Damim, with a willingness of blood, so too, he held that they also need the blood, meaning they also have to have this, a kapara, a carbon, a blood to be sprayed for them, which the Tanya, the Mishnah, was saying four, to say no, not five. That's not considered a mechusar kapar. Achitani dala, that's why it says four, which the Gemara is trying to point out. Wherever it says a number, it's specific, and not to say that, oh, there's others left out that we're not mentioning. No, it's this amount, and not more or less. Similarly, the Gemara says, suhadit not. Moreover, this we learn in the Mishnah later on Chesim Beis. It says, dal mevin al azadin tkeshkaga. There are four that bring a carbon, even they do it deliberately, which is generally not the case, just like when they do it erroneously, which Gemara explains over there in the second parak, why does it have to say a number that are four? So the Gemara, lafukim and Reb Shimon, takes clue from Reb Shimon, the time like learn the price. Shimon, he says, shvus habikadon, which is one of those mentioned there as the four, that if one does it deliberately, one's going to bring a carbon like when he does it by mistake. He says the oath, there's someone that swears falsely regarding a deposit that he has, he says, loy nitin's dayna lekapar. He says, no, if one deliberately swears falsely, he does not have an atonement. That's why the Tana says four, that no, that is one of the four, that one is maybe alazad and kishgaga. Continues the Gemara, suha dit nan. Moreover, this that says in the Mishnah later on, the Tesimon Alf. It says, hey mevin carbon echad alaveris habi. There are five types that bring one carbon for many sins, which generally for each sin you bring a separate carbon. So the Mishnah there says there are five that bring one carbon for many sins, minyan nilamali. Why does it have to say a number of five? Because it wants to say the case of the Sefer and to tell us that, yeah, there's going to be five, because that case is actually a point of contention. We want to say that that is included, which is five. For example, the case that's mentioned is Nazir, regarding a Nazir who is forbidden to drink wine and become Tamei and other Isserim. Nazir, it says, Imnitma Tumas Harbet, which the Allah is, if he becomes Tamei, has to start over his count. So the Mishnah there says, if he had many times he became ritually impure during his Naziris, which, as the Gemara explains, the Mishkachas law, Kagoin di Tamei Bishvi, which we would only have if he became Tamei a second time, when he first became Tamei, so he has to have 7 days of purification. He became Tamei a second time on Bishvi, on the seventh day of his purification process. V'chazav nitma Bishvi, and then, so again he had to purify himself, and again on the seventh day, again he became Tamei. Umani, and so therefore it's many different sins, which he's not allowed to become Tamei, that he's going to end up bringing one carbon for his Tahara. Umani, and who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Reb Yisrael Behudahi. Because the Amad that he says is brought later on there in the second parak, that if someone was a Nazir that became Tamei, so he counts 7 days to go ahead and start over his count again of Naziris to Tahara, of his, so he could do his Naziris in the state of purity. So, Min Shevihu Dechayelelel. He holds that it's from the seventh day that already takes effect his Naziris of Tahara. Oh, so therefore, according to him, you could find that you could bring one carbon for many tumas. For example, if let's say became tumas on the seventh day, and then again became tumas on the seventh day of his purification process, since on the seventh day he's already considered tahar, so it's considered an individual tumah, three different tumas, but you're going to end up bringing one carbon, and not for each individual tumah. Because in the first two tumas that became tumas, he never had a time that he was able to bring a carbon yet, because although he holds that the Tahara begins on the seventh day, but the bringing of the carbon, as the Pasuk says, only on the eighth day. So therefore, he's only going to bring it for the last time that it became Tamei. Now, the reason why we pick two times specifically, becoming Tamei on the seventh day, becoming Tamei on the seventh day, that we wanted to have three Tumas of with bringing one carbon, is because the Tana of the Mishnah says Tumas Harbe. So we wanted to say that a few Tumas. And that's what we're saying, that we wanted to say that halacha, and therefore we say five, because it's specifically being like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because the time of Rabbi, which we're going to shortly bring these opinions, if he says like Rabbi, but Kivin in the Zir to Tahara. But since he holds that the purification of becoming a Nazir of Tahara, Achmini Lechalala, until the eighth day, doesn't take effect, Sechem Mishkachas, Lahagin by the Nazir, many Tumas with one carbon. And that is, Eden Nitman Bezayin Bechazav Nitman Bezayin. If you're going to say the case we just described, that it becomes Tamei in the seventh day, it becomes Tamei in the seventh day, Kulacha the Tumah Richtahi, according to him, it's all considered one long Tumah, because he never came to purification to say that it's a new Tumah. He wasn't Tar until the eighth day. And if you're going to say, yeah, it's when they became Tamei in the eighth day, and subsequently became again Tamei on the next eighth day again, but Kivin the Yatzah B'Shahar Ruhi Lehevi B'Karbon, but once he already came to a time when he was already eligible to bring a carbon, which is already in the morning on the eighth day, so Chayva Kolach V'Achas, then of course, no, it wouldn't be many Isurim, many Tumas with one carbon. No, according to that, you would be liable for a separate carbon for each one. Rather, that's obvious that the Tana is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why the Tana says a number to tell us specifically that it's five and not four, and don't say that the Mishleg Rebbe and then have to delete the case of Nazan, only have four. No, it's saying five because it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara explains my Rebbe or my Rabbi Yehuda. What's this machlekes? Says Gemara the Tana Gluna Brisa. Pasuk says of Bamidbar regarding this of the Nazir when he's purifying himself from his tumah to start over. So it says that he brings his karbanis, the kiddush esroshin, and he sanctifies his head to again start over his nazir satara a second time. Bayemahu on that day. What's that day? That's the machlekes. So bayemahu is karbanis of the Rebbe. Rebbe is like as the pasuk seems to say, which is saying bring his karbanis. So it's on the day that he brings his karbanis. That's when he starts over his new nazir satara, which is on the eighth day. But Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, b'yom tag l'chasa, and the day that it cuts his hay, which on the seventh day, that's their machlik, is when does the new Nazir of Tahara start over, which we said, that's why that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara continues the theme that we mentioned before, which suha did not. Moreover, this that we learn in the Mishnah, later on the Testament Aleph, that says, hey, mevin karbon el b'yared, that for five different sins, a person would bring not a regular karbon chatas, but rather what's called a karbon el b'yared, which goes up and down depending on the person's financial status. That's according to what type of carbon he's going to bring. Minyan elamali. Why does I have to say a number? Just say these are the ones that bring a carbon el v'yared. Says the Gemara, Mishum the Ketani Seifa, because it says in the Seifa, which actually refers to in Horius in the second parak, which it discusses these five of the carbon el v'yared, and it says over there that although the courts generally, if they erroneously make a psak halacha on any iser, they have to bring a parhelm davishal tzipur. But that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara says in Haris, but they don't know that the courts would not be liable for these of that would generally by Yachud, Bichayv, Karbon El V'Yared, by Shmiya Sakail, Bitas Vasayim, which these are the five of Karbon El V'Yared. And so too says the Gemara within Haris, Nasika Yetzben. So too the king, similarly, is also exempt by all these different things, because by him also it doesn't apply the halach of Karbon El V'Yared. And the reason for that is because poverty is endemic to the halach of Karbon El V'Yared, which is if you can't afford it, then you bring a lesser one, that's Karbon El V'Yared means, and the king never could become poor. That's the status of the king. So therefore, Tani Hey, that's where the Mishnah says later on that there's five, is Lafukim and Reb Lezer, which is coming to exclude from the opinion of Reb Lezer. Because the Amma that he says, Nasi may be sar. He says the king actually, if he violates any one of these that are generally early v'yared, that he brings a he-goat, like all mitzvahs in the Torah, that the king has a special lacha of bringing the sar of the nasi. Which, that's what the Gemara explains, that Rebbe Eliezer says his halacha specifically, not by all five, but by Thomas Mikdash Gadasha. And the reason for that is because since there's halacha of karas over there, like by a regular carbon chatas. But one thing is, that's why the Tana says over here that there's five that have carbon el v'yared, to say specifically five, that all those that bring a carbon for these five sins are only going to bring a carbon el v'yared, not a regular carbon chatas. In other words, don't say, no, you have to delete from here Tumas Mikdash Kedasha, which is one of the five, to say that, oh, because the Mishnah would be like Rebbe Eliezer, who he says that actually not everyone brings a carbon el v'yared, because the Nasi, the king, brings a regular permanent carbon, that of a sire. That's what the Mishnah is saying. No, it's only by those who don't bring a kavua, because either the time of the Mishnah is like Rebbe Yisai Glili, who he says, yeah, if the king actually does one of these five, he's actually exempt from a carbon. Or it's like Rebbe Kivin, like Rebbe Shimon, who say that no, he brings a carbon el v'yared, which is a kisva or a seira or a tayrim b'nei yayna. But that's why he says five, to say that it's not like the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who he actually says that no, it's not everyone's bringing carbon el v'yared. He says the king would bring a permanent one, specifically by Tumas Mikdash Hashem. That's what coming to exclude from his opinion. Says the Gemara Suha Ditan. Moreover, this says the Mishnah Baba Kama opens up the Masech, the Dal Davas Nazikin, that there's four primary categories of damages. Minyan Elamali, why does have to say a number? Says Gemara Lafukim and Rebbeisha, it takes good from Rebbeisha. Dalma Yidgum Lavas Nazikin, he says that there's 13 primary categories. Therefore, it's saying that there's only four. Says the Gemara, will Rabbi Yishev Minyan Lamali, according to Rabbi Yishev, it says a number, what's he coming to exclude from? And he says there's 24 primary categories of damages, which the Gemara there in Baba Kama of Dalma Beis explains why we're saying the utility of being these primary categories of damages is that one would have to pay from his best type of land, as the Gemara explains over there. But says the Gemara, why is he saying a number of 24? What's he coming to exclude from? Says the Gemara, Lafuki must is coming to exclude that of a malshin, that of an informer, who causes damages because he informed on this person, umefagel, which is a kohen that makes a carbon of a Yisrael pigel by having in mind that it should be eaten beyond its time, where he's liable because now it's the carbon's invalid. But it's not considered avnezikin, that he's not going to have to pay from his best types because this damage that he's causing is just with speech or with thought, and it's a damage that's not recognizable. Therefore, that's not going to be considered from the category of damages to be chayev from meta, from one's best things. That's what he's excluding. So now the Gemara goes back to the first one that started this discussion. Amamar. B'yichin had said and explained the halacha of the Mishnah, why I say a number of 36. So he said, Shem asin kulam halam achas, because if you do all these 36 creases in one lapse of awareness, chayav kol lapse of achas, one's going to be liable for each one individually. So the Gemara asks, Bishlem apatu legamri, we understand to exempt them all, let's say if one does all the arayas, which there's a few categories mentioned in our Mishnah, to exempt them all, let me see Amrit. Obviously, you can't say that because the pasuk says, someone does some all these abominations, referring to all these forbidden relationships, that there's going to be a punishment of karas. So you understand they get karas. But ema, which essentially the Gemara's question is, but rather say, avr chadun is chayev chadun. You're right. If you do one, like the pasuk says, you're going to get a separate punishment. Deliberately, karas, by mistake, chatas. But maybe avar kulu behelam achas in the chayv alachas. But maybe if you do all of them in one lapse of awareness, maybe there's only one liability. How do we know? And that's Rabbi Yechon is saying. That's why the Tanna said 36. That each one's going to get individual liability. So Rabbi Yechon says lekach yatzakaris b'achase. That's why it mentions karis by the arayas, by the erva of one sister individually, because really this one, the iser of one sister, was included in the category of all the arayas. All the rights it says, whoever does any one of these forbidden sexual relationships is going to get karas. But then the parashat Kedoshim it says, "Isha yikechesachaisa." If someone takes his sister, v'nichrusu le'ene b'ne'amam. Why say individually karas by one sister? It's already including all the different rights. Says Rabbi Yechonon des lachalik, to separate them, to say that each one is going to be its own individual karas, and therefore we see that each one has its own individual liability. The masculine of Barbaya, he asked him this interpretation. He says, no, Ema Chesed, the Barakra, yeah, maybe say regarding one sister, which the Torah was specific, and oh, if you're going to do Isra of one sister with all the other Arayas, yeah, to say Nechayev Chadallah, that yeah, there's going to be separate liability for one sister, but say Vekulon, but all the rest, keeping the Behel Machas, since being done with one lapse of awareness, Lo Nechayev Lachas, maybe the rest shall only be liable one. So yeah, you'll be separate liability for one sister, but how do you know the rest are also going to be liable each one individually? Now, Rashi points out, although we're explaining why one sister was mentioned separately, Lechalik, but actually there are other separate arayas that are also mentioned individually. Why is it mentioned them? So Rashi says that's for other reasons. That's to say regarding their Mises Pesden, that's why they mention specifically where it says Mesumas, some get Skila, some get Chenek, some get Sreifa, and those that actually are saying the same thing of Karas. So the Gemara Yevamos explains why they were specified. But by Chesed, there's no reason. That's what we're saying. That's to tell you Lechalik. But that's what the Gemara is asking. Fine. So by one sister, that's Lechalik. But how do you know that applies to all the rest? That's Rabbi Barabaya's question. Which the Gemara asked, what do you mean? Rabbi Barabaya, me less lehodded the Tanya, doesn't he understand, doesn't he hold of this what the Brisa says? That Kaldava Shay Bechlal, which is one of the Yudgim Amidah Shatrin Nujeshaban, anything that was included in the general category, like over here, this was the Erva of one's Achaisa, was included in the general category, that it gets cars. And it went out of the general category to teach something, which is to say that it's going to get karas. Now, it didn't go out to teach on itself. It rather went out to teach regarding the whole category, which we're saying that we know that there's karas, but rather to say you get karas individually. So then it's coming to teach that all of them get karas individually. Like the Bryce explains, Kate said, how so? The pasuk says that Yikra says vanefesh hashotech al basav agayim, that the soul that's going to eat a flesh of a carbon shlamim, which is for Hashem, and he has his tumah on him, he's tummy in that time. So he's going to get karas v'nechus al nefesh shehimah mehal. Says the brisa v'halish shlam b'chal kol hakadosh mo. You want to mean shlamim, which is one of the types of karbanas, was included in all the general category of all the karbanas, which it says emar leim lo deri seichem ki kalish hashe yikra makal mazarechem la kadoshim, which that yikrav doesn't mean touching because there's no taking of one's life when there's touching, as the Gemara says in Makas, Abidalma Beis, when it says, Kol Kodesh Lisiga, don't touch, that means eating, not touching. So over here, the Yikra of the Gemara says, Mil Dav Yom Beis, doesn't mean touching, rather means something that's prepared to be Karev, to be sacrificed. Like Rabbi Loza says, you think there's a liability for touching? Then why does it say Yikrav? To say the liability is only when it's ready to be Makriv. To say that there's only liability of eating it for Tumma if it's ready to be sacrificed. But one thing is that we see this Karas, but there's a punishment by all Karbanas. So why is it mentioned Shlom individually? It says, Rabbi, so Lama Yotzu. So why was it said specifically? Lahaka Shalain. To equate the Klal to this Prat. To say, Mashlam Shem Kachem is Beich Vachayav Nulein, to say, yeah, just like Shlomim, which is specifically a carbon that's sacrificed on the altar, there there's liability. Av Kol Shem Kachem is Beich Vachayav Nulein, to say that also all those that have a li- that are Kachem is Beich is a liability. Yatze Kachem Bedegabais, but that excludes the Kachem, those which are sanctified only for the monetary temple upkeep, where there's no punishment of Karas if someone eats it in a state of physical impurity. But one thing asked the Gemara, so therefore, what's Rabbi Bibai's question? Here also, obviously, if it was Yatze, Lalamid, it's Lamed on the whole cloud to say that, yeah, all of them are going to learn from Achayse, that there's individual liability. Why is asking that we would think it's only about Achayse? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rabbi, Rabbi were to tell you, no, Barmi, no. Except from that, in other words, don't ask me from this price, because to the contrary, Lavmi, Amar Hassan, didn't you say, like we just quoted a moment ago, that Yatsu Kachem at the Gabayis, that we're excluding from the comparison of all kachem mizbeach, of all the kachem to the kachem of shlamim, to exclude kachem by the gabayis, so hachanami here also, you're right. We're learning out, we're comparing the klal to the specific that's mentioned individually of achaisai, that they're going to all have individual liabilities. But ma'achaisai, it has to be just like this, the liability of one sister. Miuchadashi erva is distinct, that it's an erva, it's a forbidden relationship, ve'ein lo heter b'chaya oisra, and there's no permissibility at the time when the thing that's making it forbidden is still alive. Which is, as long as his sister is alive, she's forbidden. Also, all the things that have no permissibility at the time when the thing is making it forbidden is still alive. But that excludes a married woman, who is permitted when the thing that makes her forbidden is still alive. When the husband's alive, if he gave a get to his wife, there, she's not forbidden anymore, even though it's b'chaya oisa. And that is something that you can't learn out from achaisa. Because achaisa is something that has no heter b'chaya oisra. And therefore, that is one which you can't learn out to say that it's going to have its own karma chatas when it's behelam achas with all the rest. And it's on that he was asking, how do you know Eishas Ish is going to have a separate liability when it's done in one lapse of awareness with all the rest? Because that you can't learn out from achaisa. So, some say it was Rav Huna, Rebbe Yeshua, he says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ki kol asher yaseh mekol te'eves v'goyim, whoever does from any one of these abominations of all these arayas, which includes Eishas Ish, Hukshu kol arayis, kun l'achayse. So all the different arayis are compared to achayse, which is one of those mentioned in the arayis, which is ma'achayse chayob nele b'fnei atzma, just like one sister, the pasuk specifies to say it's going to have a separate liability for itself. Af kol chayob nele b'fnei atzma, also all of them, including Eishas Ish, is also going to have its own separate liability, even if it's done with the others. And therefore, again, that's how we know what Rabbi Yechon was saying, or that the Tanna, the Mishnah was alluding to by saying that there's 36, to say even if they're all done in one lapse of awareness, one's going to have a separate liability on each one individually. But ask the Gemara, but Rabbi Yitzchak, that he says the following idea. He says, Chayiv Krisus B'chlal Hayu. Says, all those that they're liable for Karas were all mentioned in categorical, like we mentioned from the Pasuk. So he asks the same question. He says, V'lama Yotze Karas B'chais. He says, so why was it mentioned specifically that when one cohabits with one sister, there's going to be Karas over there? So he says a different interpretation. He says, L'dayin the B'karas B'loy B'malkas. To say that, yeah, only as the punishment of Karas and not of getting lashes. Meaning, that idea is coming to, like the Bryce says, Malamad ala klal kule. It's teaching regarding the whole category of all arayis, because he doesn't hold the concept which is called that when there's a chiyuv of karis and the person gets lashes by the courts, that exempts him from his liability of karis, as the Gemara says in Makas of Gimel and Alf. He doesn't hold that. He says, no, the Torah is coming to tell you it only gets karis and not malchus. Malchus would not exempt him from karis because the person doesn't have the liability of malchus. It's only for that of karis. So he says, that's what we're learning out from the karis of achayis. So then the question is, so l'chalak menali, so where is his source to say that all of them are going to be individuated, where we had said it will learn it from achaisai, and that each one has a separate karas? So he doesn't learn it to separate it. He learns that to say that it's only karas and not malchus. So where do we know this halacha of l'chalak, which is the halacha Rabbi Yechon is alluding from the opening words of our Mishnah? So it's Gemara Nafki, he learns it from a different pasuk. Meve'el isha benidas tu masul leitzikarab. It says, and to the woman that's menstruating in her state of impurity, you shouldn't come near to have relations. So it could have said velanida lesikarv. Why say ve'el isha benidas tumasa? Is lachalka kol isha v'isha, to separate each woman. Each woman is going to have her own separate liability, even if it's done in one lapse of awareness. So the Gemara asks, so then Rabbanon, that they hold not like Rabbi Yitzchak. They hold that a person is exempt from his chiv of karis by getting malchus in Bezdin. And therefore we said that they learn out from the karis of achaysay lachalik. But why? Nami tebilu mevel isha benidas tumasa. They should also learn out lachalik from this pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak brought, where it says ve'el isha, which is to say each isha is going to get a separate liability. Says the Gemara, enecha nami, right, this is where they will learn it out from lachalik. So then, el karas achaysa lemayasa. So then, what do they do with the karas of achaysa? They don't learn like Rabbi Yitzchak to say it's only karas and not malchus. So what do they do with the karas of achaysa? Says Gemara Mebayle, they needed to teach a different halacha. Lachalik al achaysa v'al achays aviv v'al achays imay. To separate regarding one's sister, one's father's sister, one's mother's sister, because one would have thought to say, since each one of them, the prohibition is sisterhood. So we would think that if one has relations with these three women, one would only be chayav for one. That's what we have to say, karas by one sister, to say that no, each one is going to get their own separate liability. But says the Gemara, hani lamalu l'chalik, why would you need a pasuk to individuate by these three? Harishemus mochlakim, they're individual prohibitions. Harigufim mochlakim, they're also separate bodies. And we would know it from Melisha, which tells us that each one gets a separate iser. Because they're separate psukim, we learn it from different psukim. Achaysa, achays av, achaysima. Who cares that there's a common sisterhood? But they're different isurim. So that's what Elisha tells us, that each woman is going to get a separate isur. Elima rather says, Gemara, right, we're not talking about if someone has relations with these three women. It's lechalik, it's to separate for a separate liability. Al achaysa, if he's having relations with his sister, shehi achays av, v'shehi achaysima. His sister is also his father's sister and his mother's sister. Which, as the Gemara explains later on, Parak Amar Leidav Tetzvav Medalv, we're talking about a wicked person, the son of a wicked person. Where if a man has relations with his mother, has two daughters, has relations with one of those daughters, and has a son. Now that son has relations with his sister, which is also his father's sister and his mother's sister. It's regarding such an individual that we need a lechalik, because that's one person that he's having relations with. We need the pasuk by Achaysa to say that each one's going to have a separate liability of sisterhood for Achaysa, Achaysa Aviv, and Achaysa Ima. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak kam milsa manoli. Where does he know it from? He can't learn it from the karas of achaysa because he learns it to say karas not malchus. Where does he know it from? Says Gemara, nafkal even say for the kor. He learns it from the end of the pasuk. The chsiv erva achaysa gila, where it says the erva of his sister he has revealed, which the karas of the pasuk of before is also going on this. And from this extra achaysa is where he learns out that there's going to be a separate karas, separate liability for each achaysa, achaysa of and achaysime. So says the Gemara, Achaysa say with the Kramayav. What do they do with the extra talking about the Karis of Achaysa of the end of the Pasuk? Says Gemara, Mabayle, they need it, as the Gemara continues to have a Gimel and Alf, La Achaysa Shehibas Aviv Vas Imay. They needed to tell you the liability by when it's his sister, both, which is the classic sister, that's both the daughter of his father and the daughter of his mother. Lamed to tell you, Shein Einshim Nadin, that you can't punish based on logic. In other words, you don't say, wait a second. If she's only his paternal sister, where they only share the same father, or only his maternal sister, where they share the same mother, where you get a punishment, isn't it a kavu chayma, when they share both the same father and mother, one would get a punishment? That we wouldn't know. You need to have another pasuk of achaysa to say, not only when it's just halfway of a sister, by one, the father and mother, you have to say that's because you can't say kavu chayma for a punishment, you would have to say explicitly in the Torah. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak, Savra, Einshim Nadin, he says, no, you could punish based on logic. If one's getting liability for a sister that's only from his father or the mother, for sure from both, and therefore he already uses Achaysa to say for something else, therefore it's not a problem where he learns that out from. Or if you want, you could say that actually, no, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Einshim Nadin, you can't get a punishment based on logic. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, where does he know the punishment of having relations with one sister that's both from his father and his mother? He learns out, Yalef Einish Me'azhara. He learns out the punishment of when it's his regular sister from the prohibition. Just like the Hazhar and the Torah is like all other arayas, that there's a punish, the Hazhar, so too is the punishment. Now, the Hazhar of when it's his sister from his father and his mother, the Gemara learns that Mesechtas Makis of the Dalam and Alf, where the Pasuk says, Ervas basavicha oy basi mecham. The erva of the daughter of your father or the daughter of your mother. So I would only know if it's the daughter of your father that's not the daughter of your mother. Or the daughter of your mother is not the daughter of your father. When she's both the daughter of your father and your mother, how do you know that? That's the pasuk says, Achisrihi leisegal arvasa. So that's what we're telling you, just like there's a prohibition on one's full-fledged sister, so too we can learn out the oinish from there, that it's also the same thing, that one gets a punishment for one's full-fledged sister, and that's how we know it. And therefore, that's the sources for these different opinions regarding the halacha that we're talking about, the machlekes of Rabbi Yitzchak and the Rabbanan, which is going back to the idea, how do we know lechalik? We're saying that they all learn it out from the same source, but then the question was regarding achaysi, the karst achaysi, that's there's different interpretation exactly what that was coming to say, because actually the regular classic halacha of lechalik, which is the halacha of a Mishnah for all the arayas, was from Ve'alisha benidas to Masal Eisikarev, to tell you on every isha, lechalik, kol isha v'isha, that they get the separate liability, as our Mishnah was alluding to in the words of Shleisha Mishesh, that there's 36, even though it's in one lapse of awareness.